Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hello, and again, welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I will continue my speaking on the will of God, making known the will of God to all people, inclusive of the Gentiles. There's a question set in Isaiah 45:10. Very pertinent question. It asks, what hast thou brought forth? Well, before I answer that question, let's turn to a commandment given in Luke 3, verse 4. Luke 3, 4 says, prepare ye the way of the Lord. That is a commandment. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now, what is meant by the term way, W-A-Y? Included in the definition of the word way is will, W-I-L-L. So I understand this commandment to say, prepare ye the way or prepare ye the will of the Lord. Now I have obeyed that. I have been speaking on the will for several of the last broadcasts. I have prepared the way of the will. I have prepared the will of the Lord. Now, that's my answer to the question, What hast thou brought forth? That is set in Isaiah 45:10. What hast thou brought forth? What have I brought forth? I have brought forth the will of the Lord. I have prepared the will of the Lord. And I am in process of making known that will. Many components or parts of the will can be seen on Lawmaster's page, or rather in the episodes of Lawmaster's, that which I have written, a description of the episode. Many parts of the will can be seen in the descriptions of the past several broadcasts. Ephesians 1:9. Ephesians 1:9 says, as soon as I can turn to it, having made known to us the mystery of his will. Whose will? The mystery of the former God. I have made known, I am continuing to make known to the Gentiles and the people, the mystery of the will of God, the testator. Mark that statement, if you have not already, as fulfilled, having made known to us the mystery of his, the former God, who is the testator, will. Now, the will is a very weighty matter in the Bible. A very weighty matter. Acts 13:22, last part of the verse, it is written, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. That's descriptive of me. Now, a man after mine own heart. After my own heart, or after one's own heart, means one that suits or pleases him perfectly. The former God has said about me that I am a man after his own heart, one who pleases him perfectly, and that I have the responsibility of fulfilling the will of God, the testator. Job 15:9. Job 15:9 says, what knowest thou? It also says, what understandest thou? In order to make known the will of God, the testator, I must first have known the will. It is expected of me to know the will of God, to understand that will, and then that takes us to Romans 12. Romans 12 verse 2. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I have proved the will of God. and I have brought that will forth. Now, there's a statement in Job 28. Job 28:7 says, "Then did he see it and declare it? He prepared it, yea, and searched it out." That's a statement on what I have done. I saw components of the wheel, elements of it. I searched out the information on the will of God. I prepared it, and now I am declaring it. Make a note at Job 28:27 that this speaks about the will of God, and that I have seen it, I have searched it out, I have prepared it, and now I am declaring it. Mark that statement as pertaining to the will of God, and mark it as fulfilled by the new God, the God Israel. Okay. Now, what do we see in these things I bring forth weekly? We see that the scriptures speak about something. And what I do is tie information together. I tie scriptures together in order that you may see the whole picture. In the Authorized Version Bible, subject matter is separated, divided, so that one does not see the whole picture. You can see the whole picture of the will of God in my work. I have a document titled "The Will of God in Declarations and Proclamations." And in that will, there are components. The components comprising the will are the law of God, the covenant, and the will. Those three things, the unification of all things, the unification of all things pertaining to God, all things concerning God, and all things pertaining to God, the unification of all things. You have the will, the covenant. In the covenant, you have a prophet, and you have the law of God. Now, the basis of the will of God is the law. I have spoken on the law, the applicable law for the will of God. And it is necessary that the people know the will of God, that they understand the will of God, and that they carry out the will of God. Just as I do my part, the commandment given as shown at the beginning of the program, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Which breaks down into prepare ye the will of the Lord. I do my part. You the people have a part to do. We all have responsibilities in the matter of the will of God. Now, John 16:30. John 16:30, we have these words, "Thou knowest all things." To read the full statement, it says, "Now are we sure that thou knowest all things?" The important part is the statement is speaking to me, saying, "I know all things." What is this all things? All things is a reference to all things pertaining to the will of God. All things pertaining to the will of God. 1 Timothy 2:5. Says, "For there is one God and one mediator." Picture this. You have God the testator on one hand, and on the other hand, you have the Gentiles and the people. And in between the two, you have the new God. The God is real. You have me. There is one God and one mediator between the former God and men. This man, who is the mediator of the will of God, this man, Tommy Hart, who the former God in his will has named Israel. The God is real. So, the former God on one hand, the people, the Gentiles, on the other hand, and in between, you have the Lord God is real in me. Okay? And it says there is one God and one mediator. I am the mediator that is between the former God and the people and the Gentile. The will says about me, he is the mediator. And that's, and we can turn to it, Hebrews 9:15, speaking about the Lord God Israel, says, he is the mediator of the New Testament. As mediator of the New Testament, or newly found will of God the testator, my job is to communicate the will of the former God to the people and the Gentiles. Did you get that? My job is to mediate, to communicate the will of the former God to the people and the Gentiles, to communicate and to make known the will of the former God. Mediate. To communicate, to reveal, to make known. I am the mediator of the newly found will of God. I have prepared that will. I've seen it. I have searched it out. I am declaring it. I am doing what? I am doing the will of the former God. I'm doing his will. A man after the former God's own heart, a man who pleases God, the former God, perfectly. Now, Luke 2:39. Luke 2:39 says this, "And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord," when they, the people, the Gentiles, had performed all things, the things concerning God, the things having to do with God, when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord. Now, the Gentiles have not done that yet. That's to be fulfilled. This scripture in Luke 2:39 is to be fulfilled. Just the part that I read. "And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord." Now, the essence of the statement is just given in these words. They had performed all things according to the law of the Lord. They had performed all things according to the law of the Lord. The Gentiles have not done that yet. That is to be done. The people have not done their part yet. That is to be done. And that is a scripture that must be fulfilled. One term in the will of God says the scriptures must be fulfilled. This is one of the scriptures that must be fulfilled. The Gentiles are to perform all things that they are responsible for performing according to the law of the Lord. Now, what is the picture of things when the Gentiles have performed all things according to the law of the Lord? When the Gentiles and the people have performed all things according to the law of the Lord, here are some things which will be done. Okay. Isaiah 33:5, James 4:12, 1 Corinthians 8:6, Isaiah 63:16, 1 Corinthians 5:18, and Revelation 19:6 and Psalm 92:8. When the Gentiles have performed all things according to the word of the Lord, according to the law of the Lord, then God is physically exalted. There is one lawgiver, and that one lawgiver is the new God. The Lord God is real. When the Gentiles have performed all things according to the law of the Lord, there is an acknowledgement of one God, the Father. And that one God and Father is the Lord God is real. When the Gentiles have performed all things according to the law of the Lord, all things are physically belonging to God, the new God, who is the heir, the Lord God Israel. All things are belonging to Israel, the new God. Now, all things are belonging to the new God already, because in the will, the former God has given all that he has. He has given all that he has to the Lord God Israel, the new God. But what I'm speaking about is when the Gentiles have performed the word of the Lord, there is a physical manifestation. There is physical, the people are actually acknowledging these things, and as the scripture says, they are performing. They will have performed the terms of the law, and in performing those terms of the law, they would have fulfilled the terms of the law, or they'll be in a state of fulfilling the terms of the will of God. When the Gentiles have performed the law of the Lord, the will of God, the Lord God Israel is the only one that is exalted. There is one lawgiver in the Lord God Israel. There is one God and one Father in the Lord God Israel. All things are belonging to the Lord God Israel. The Lord God Israel, omnipotent, reigneth. He physically reigns over the Gentiles. Those are things, that's the way things will be when the Gentiles have performed all things according to the law of the Lord. Now, what state or condition is God in now? God, speaking of a new God, he is God. He is God already, as declared by the testator in his will. He is the lawgiver, as declared by the testator in his will. He is the one true God and Father, as declared in his will. These things are already now. These things are now. Now I am the Lord God Israel. Now I am exalted by the testator. Now I am the lawgiver. Now I am the one God, the one legitimate God and Father. Now all things are belonging to me. Now, as says the terms of the will, the Lord God omnipotent reigns. That is, the heir of God reigns. And it says to me, thou, O Lord, art most high forevermore. Now I am most high. Now. But what follows, what is to come, what is to take place? The Gentiles are to acknowledge me as the one exalted one. They are to acknowledge me as the one lawgiver. The Gentiles are to acknowledge me as the one true God and Father. The Gentiles are to acknowledge that all things that belonged to the former God, the testator, are now belonging to me, the Lord God Israel. The Gentiles are to let and allow the Lord God Israel to reign. That is what the statement in Luke 2:39 is speaking about. They had performed all things according to the law of the Lord. And where do we find the law of the Lord? We find the law of the Lord in the will of God the testator. We find the law of the Lord in the will of God the testator. Now, when they have performed all things according to the law of the Lord, one term in the will says this: the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. What day? The day of the living God. This day. This day in my time. Okay? The Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. So, that means all others who have been previously exalted or put down, they are put down by the will of God and the law of the Lord. When the Gentiles have performed all things according to the law of the Lord, all power, the new God has all power. All power is his, the new God. Why? Because in the will, the former God has given all power to the heir, who is the mediator of the newly found will of God. The one, the Lord God, the testator in his will, has called Israel. So the will of God speaks to our day and time. Our day and in our time of our time. Hebrews 5:1. I wanted to show this. When the Gentiles have performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they acknowledge this and govern themselves accordingly. This that is written, Psalm 62:11, power belongeth to God. That's an element of the will. Power belongeth to God. What God? The new God. The one who is the mediator of the newly found will of God. The one who is the communicator and revealer of the will of God. Power belongs to him. And when the Gentiles have performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they abide by this term of the will, that power belongeth to God. And they acknowledge that, and they govern themselves accordingly. In the will, the former God has given all power to the heir, the one the former God, this God described as one who is after his own heart, one who pleases him perfectly. So, what have I brought forth? And what am I bringing forth? I've brought forth the will of God. As the statement in Job said, I saw signs of it or evidence of it. I searched it out. I prepared it, the will that is, and I now declare it. I make it known. I make the will of the former God known. Okay. Now, 2 Timothy 2:19. 2 Timothy 2:19, the foundation of God stands. The foundation of God stands sure. Isaiah 40, keep that statement in mind, the foundation of God stands. Isaiah 40, verse 8, latter part of the verse, it is written, the word of our God shall stand forever. The word of God cannot be canceled. It cannot be canceled. It cannot be void. Okay. The word of our God shall stand forever. On the strength, I stand on the strength of the word of God. The word of our God shall stand forever. Isaiah 39, verse 8, I see these words. Good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. I'm speaking the word of the Lord. I just spoke the word of the Lord. When I read the statement, power belongs to God. I spoke the word of the Lord when it says, in that day, the Lord alone shall be exalted. I just said that the word of God cannot be voided. It cannot be canceled. Good is the word of the Lord, which I have spoken. Good is the word concerning the Lord which thou hast spoken. And the word to you, the people and the Gentiles, is hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Okay. All right. That was Isaiah 40, verse 8. The word of our God shall stand forever. The foundation of God standeth sure today. The foundation of God. What is the foundation of God? The foundation of God is the will of God. The foundation of God is the law of the Lord. And the law of the Lord is a part of the will of God. The foundation of God is evident in the will of the Lord, the testator. The foundation of God standeth sure. The foundation of God says that power belongs to the new God. The foundation of God says that in this day and time, in my day and time, that the Lord alone shall be exalted. All others are put down. Listen to Romans 1, the foundation of God stands sure. The Lord, let's finish this in 2 Timothy 2:19. The foundation of God stands sure. The foundation of God stands. The foundation of God is the word from the Lord, the testator. The foundation of God is the word concerning God, concerning the new God. The word concerning the former God, and the word concerning the new God. Those things are seen in the will of God to testing. The foundation, the will of God stands. It stands. The will of God stands. And it stands true. It's certain. It's reliable. It is written down. The will of God is written. The foundation, which is given in the will of God, is written down. It is definite. It is definitive. It settles questions. Questions such as what? It settles the question of who is God. The will of God settles that matter. The will of God settles the question of who is the Lord. The will of God settles. The will of God closes that question. It closes the question of who is God. And it closes the question of who is the Lord. Those are two closed questions that I have presented to you. Those questions are in the Bible. Who is God? Who is the Lord? The will of God has answered definitively, conclusively, those questions. Those questions are now closed. I have shown you the law in the many episodes of Law Master. I have shown you the law of the Lord, the law that has come from the Lord, the testator. So the law that concerns God is closed. It's not up for debate, discussion. It's closed. I have given it to you. We have it. We have the law of the Lord. One such term in the law of the Lord says it's right here, Daniel 12 or 11. Daniel 11, verse 36. The law says what? The law says that is determined shall be done. That is determined shall be done. Where do we look to find what has been determined? We look to the will of God. What has God the testator determined, decided in his will? He has decided that this man, the present speaker, is a man after his own heart. He has determined, he has decided that this man, the present speaker, is the mediator of the newly found will of God. God, the testator, has determined that this man is the great power of God. Stated in Acts 8:10, God, the testator, has determined that this present man, this present speaker, is the great power of God. What has been determined? It has been determined by God the testator that power belongs to this man, the present speaker, who God the testator has named Israel. God is real. Those things have been determined. And the scripture must be fulfilled. The scripture says that is determined shall be done. I stand on the word of the Lord. I stand on the word of God the testator. And it is written, the word from God the testator shall stand forever. And that word is the foundation. In that word, we have the foundation of the present God, the foundation of the new God, the foundation of God. That is determined shall be done. That's the law. It is determined already that this man, the present speaker, that power belongs to this man, the present speaker, belongs to God. And the the former God in his will and determined already that this man, the present speaker, is the God. I have presented those elements of the will to you already in previous broadcasts. You have a responsibility just as I have. You have a responsibility of getting, receiving, learning, knowing, understanding this information. You have a responsibility. Now, I want to do that which I'm responsible to do. I want to do it. I want to know it. I want to do it. Now, and you should have the same mindset. Because either you are conducting yourself in accordance with the will of God, or you are resisting the will of God. The question is asked in Romans. It says in Romans 9, verse 19, the question is asked, who has resisted his will? The question demands an answer. Are you resisting the will of God? Are you resisting the things that I teach? If you resist the things that I teach, you are resisting the will of God. Because I'm teaching the will of God, the testator. Are you resisting? And I know there are people who are resisting. But what does the will say about such people? Romans 13. Who has resisted his will? Romans 13. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resisted the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Damnation. Who has resisted his will? I'm teaching the will of God. Who is resisting this teaching? That's a very important question. You may not have known that you were resisting the will of God. You're resisting the will of God. If you are resisting this which I teach, for I teach the will of God. Now, the will of God. I'm kind of getting my eyes away from the book right now. Are you working with God, or are you resisting God? The scripture says, the word of our God shall stand forever. All I do is point out the word of God. Isn't that something? That's what I do. I point out the word of God. The word of our God shall stand forever. If the word of our God shall stand forever, then it's important to know what that word is. Now, I started out the program by asking the question, or by showing that I was asked the question, what hast thou brought forth? And what have I brought forth? I have brought forth the will of God, the testator. And and I have said about the will, and it's needless. I shouldn't even have to say that, that the will of God is a weighty matter. It is a most weighty matter. But if you talk about the law of the Lord, you're talking about the will of God. If you talk about the sovereignty of God, you're talking about the will of God, the testator. If you talk about the kingdom of God, you're talking about the will of God, the testator. For God, the testator, has given the kingdom to the new God. And what is the new God's name given by the testator? Israel. Israel. God is real. The word Israel, however you want to pronounce it, I-S-R-A-E-L, that word makes a statement. And what is the statement that Israel makes? The statement that the name Israel makes is two words. Is real. I-S, taken from Israel, and then you have R-A-E-L. Change some letters around, you have R-E-A-L, real. You have is, and you have real. The Lord God is real. The Lord God is real. That's what you are saying when you say the Lord God's name. With the title, The Lord God is Real. You're saying, you are acknowledging that the Lord God is real, is real. I am real. A real person, a real being, a real entity. The will of God. So many elements in the will of God, but I have made the will of God understandable, because in the Bible you don't see the full picture together. You don't see the whole picture. You see bits and pieces, and I have put the bits and pieces together, as I've done with other things, as I have done with the law of the curse, the Vatican's law of the curse, as I have done with the papacy's law of Passover. I put the elements together. So that you can see the whole picture. You can have the whole picture, and in having the whole picture, you can do that which is right. You can see it, and you can do it. You can do accordingly. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal. The Bible is a big deal with many people. Many people. The revelation of the Bible is a big, big deal. The revelation of the understanding of Bible content is a real big, big deal. I'd rather have understanding, if it's just of a little bit of Bible content, than to have no understanding at all. And we are admonished to what? To get understanding. Now, understanding does not come to you by you reading the Bible on your own. Understanding comes from the Lord. And who is the Lord? And I keep saying these things because they are true. You need to hear them, and you need to govern yourself accordingly. Who is the Lord? Who is the new Lord? There is a new Lord in town, and that new Lord is the heir of God. That new Lord is the great power of God. That new Lord is the mediator of the newly found will of God. That mediator is the present speaker. That mediator. to exalt myself. The Authorized Version Bible has exalted me. God in his will in the Authorized Version Bible has exalted me as Lord of all. Just a real fact, a Bible fact, a real fact. A man after God's own heart who shall fulfill all, or who shall fulfill the will of God the testator. And that's what I'm seeking to do. Do that which I am responsible to do. Do that which I have been called to do. I didn't ask for it. I didn't ask for this position of Lord. I didn't ask for the title of Lord. The Lord, the testator, in his will has said, the Lord is my name. That title has been given to me by God, the testator, in his will. For what? It is not a time right now for me to be shy. It's not a time right now for me to try not to offend anybody, although I'm not trying to offend anybody. It's time for me to speak the truth. It's time for me to speak the will of God and to speak it without fear and to speak it courageously. It's time for you, the people, the Gentiles, to act in accordance with the will of God. Because that is your part. That is your part. I know what my part is, and I know what your part is. Because the Lord, the testator, tells us in vivid terms, fluid terms, clear, understandable terms, our parts in the matter. No, I did not ask for this, but it fell upon me. What? The work of the Lord fell upon me. This work fell upon me. It came to me. I did not reject it. I did not bat an eye at it or wink at it. I didn't wink at it. But as the scripture said, I saw traces of it, evidence of it. I searched it out. I prepared the matter, and I now declare the matter. And I try to make it as easy and as easy to understand as possible, so there can be no confusion of what I'm saying. I want to be clear. I seek to be clear. I seek to be clear on the matter of who the living God is. I try to be clear on who the Lord Omnipotent is now. Now. Not in the past, but now. And I stand on the word of God. And that word of God I declare to you, the people, the Gentiles. So you, the people, Gentiles, cannot say, I have not shown it to you. As stated in Romans 1, God has showed it to them. What have I showed to the people thus far? I have showed the people the law of the Lord. I have shown the people the will of God, the testator. That's what I have done. Are you a resistor or are you a doer of the will of God? Are you an acknowledger of the will of God? Are you an acknowledger of the care of God and of the power of God? Until later, until the next time, I'll see you.